really about 12 lawmakers under the age of 35, and that brings a great, not just enthusiasm, but a whole different way of looking at things to Springfield. And I think it's kind of neat because we've all got such high hopes and aspirations and enthusiasm, excitement, and we're there to shake things up a little bit. It's been a lot of fun. They're on both sides of the aisle, and we've actually kind of gotten together, and we're starting an under 35 caucus. And we're going to, next month when we get back, we're actually going to have our first meeting of the under 35 caucus.
That's wonderful. Any issues that jump to mind right now that you guys are working on? Is there anything specific on the agenda?
Well, right now, what's going on, the budget is the top priority. Obviously, the state's fiscal crisis is what everyone's looking at. The problem is that's a long way off from getting solved. I found out yesterday that, in fact, the legislature will be extending the budget address deadline for the governor. Typically, the governor's budget address falls in February. It looks like it will be coming, I believe, March 19th is what I was told yesterday.
So far, what we know from Governor Blagojevich is that he wants to get that 10th casino license up and running. He wants to, you know, cut government waste and whatnot, and he says it's not going to be business as usual. But we haven't heard much more than that. He pledged not to raise taxes. What do you think is on the horizon as far as solving this budget crisis is concerned?
Well, something was said to me yesterday, which I thought was funny, was the easy cuts have been made. And if anybody who was around here back in last year when those cuts were being made, those weren't easy. The more seasoned lawmakers are saying those are the easy ones to make, and those are things that have touched everyone's lives. And certainly the media did a lot of coverage on different organizations that were going to be affected by those cuts. And so if that was easy, we're in for a world of hurt here in the future. I don't personally. I'm going to wait and see what he says in his budget address. I just am a little skeptical of him being able to adhere to his no new taxes pledge. He's pledged that. He's pledged not to cut education. He's pledged not to cut health and human services, which, you know, really those are the biggest portions of the state budget pie. And the ones that are left, alone don't make up. Don't make up enough revenue savings to come up with it, but also they're pretty dry. When you're talking about, for example, the Department of Corrections and those guys, they've been cut. Certainly at some point in time, you don't want to start letting people out of jail.
The other hot topic this session will, of course, be the death penalty. What reforms do you see passing and being signed into law, if any?
That's a great question. I think we'll see some stuff, but to be honest with you, right now, I think the biggest thing is the reaction to the blanket commutations. And there have been some legislation introduced that would actually regulate the process by which any governor in the future can conduct pardon hearings and can conduct commutation hearings. And the state constitution, of course, gives the governor the authority to give a pardon, but it also allows the legislature to regulate the process. And so there's been a few ideas formulated already to regulate that, the way that will have to happen in the future.
You personally support the death penalty, though would you be in favor of certain reforms?
Absolutely. One of the interesting things I found as a former prosecutor, when I looked through the governor's commission on death penalty, there were a number of excellent suggestions to change the system, and frankly, in terms of the death penalty, but across the board. I mean, these are things that would make the court system more efficient, and make it more fair, and make it more accessible. And I think there's a number of those that lawmakers can agree on. I think your more contentious ones are going to be your videotaping of confessions and some of those things. I still think there's a good chance that we'll be able to do something in keeping with the recommendations, but I don't think they're all going to go through.